This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The rate of killing is going down in Iraq. Fewer mass bombings, fewer bodies turning up in the streets of Baghdad. But the danger still remains. And according to international relief officials, tens of thousands of Iraqis are still fleeing their homes every month. I spoke about the problem with the head of the Iraqi Red Crescent, Dr. Saeed Haqqi. I asked him how his organization is helping Iraqis displaced within the country.
We have gained the respect of the people of Iraq. We can reach almost everywhere in Iraq that even the government cannot reach or the Iraqi forces cannot reach. We have almost 95,000 volunteers throughout Iraq. We have 300 offices in almost every corner of Iraq to help alleviate the suffering of those people.
How exactly do you do that?
Well, our mandate is to help people in many aspects, health, psychosocial, but now we're concentrating on the very basic necessities of life, and that is food baskets, water, and medicine. And we are distributing 350,000 food baskets a month.
Can you give me a quick description of what's inside those food baskets?
Yes, it's rice, lentils, cooking oil, sugar, tea, canned food, macaroni, enough for 28 days for six people.
Still, 350,000 when you've got 2 million people just internally displaced. Doesn't sound like it reaches everyone.
No, certainly does not. But as you said, we have a lot of people, a lot of malnutrition. The Iraq is a very wealthy country, but the money is not getting from the government to the people yet.
What's going on? Is this a political problem?
The displaced people is a very complex. Some people are displaced not because of the security. It's while the security is improving, the displacement is increasing, getting worse.
Why is that happening?
We're investigating this. We feel that it's not the security only. There are lack of services to speak, no jobs. If you're in an area where there is no education for your children or nothing for you to get a job in, you tend to move.
You talked about the 95,000 people you have working for the Iraqi Red Crescent. You said some of them employees, some a lot of volunteers. What are they doing? What exactly do people do on the ground?
Somebody comes to me, they said, I'm a displaced person. We look at his card and find out where he was from. And so a team of volunteer and employee go and find out where they are situated, what their needs are, and food, mattresses, blankets, kitchen stuff, whatever is needed. Medicine, and then that will be developed by the volunteers, and then follow up on them to make sure and put them in the data system, make sure that their needs are met.
So do other volunteers go get these things?
Oh, yes. We have a vast network Iraq-wide.
And I understand that it's very difficult for the drivers to get around the country. How do they get around?
We employ local people. So if I want to send suppliers from Baghdad across to trouble areas, the offices en route will be in relay. They take that truck to its final destination so that they're more or less protected by the local people.
That's fascinating. So it's almost like passing a baton, except the baton is the truck.
You got it right.
Dr. Saeed Haqqi is the head of the Iraqi Red Crescent. Thank you, sir, very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.